Hello, you guys, and welcome to another episode of Vocab with John
and Angel.
Today, I was thinking of talking about my favorite lunch spot.
Whoa, what is that?
I have to talk about my favorite lunch spot. And I think it's many Taiwanese people's favorite as well.
Okay, which is?
Ba Fang Yun Ji.
Ah, that one, our all-time favorite, Ba Fang Yun Ji.
So it's your go-to dumpling and pot sticker shop.
Yes.
Let me tell you a very interesting trivia about Ba Fang Yun Ji, the restaurant. Or I call it Taipei McDonald's.
Taipei McDonald's, yeah. Right.
Like Taiwan McDonald's, right?
Taiwan McDonald's.
So Ba Fang Yun Ji is very interesting to me because back in the day when I first arrived, when I was a fob, right? Fresh off the boat from South Africa. You know, they have this very big yellow sign. And then you think, okay, you know, what is it?
You cannot miss it.
Yes, you cannot miss it. And you have this curiosity. And you walk by and you're like, wow, they move and they sell food very fast. So you'd sit down and you'd be like, okay, what's your signature? Dumplings and pot stickers. Okay.
So is that the first time you tried a pot sticker? You don't have it back in South Africa, right?
No.
Oh.
And my mom doesn't make pot stickers. We know dumplings from Yang. But those were all the frozen food brands from Taiwan. So either Yimei or Guiguan.
Oh.
I think from those two companies. And it's all frozen. So there are a few occasions where some of the aunties in our neighborhood, they would make their own dumplings.
Oh, by themselves.
Yes. Yep. And then they would share some with us. But my mom being Hakka and, you know, my dad being Taiwanese, they were not very good at making dumplings.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So we were more of a, more of a noodles family.
Sorry, I was just trying to say that all the family, they have their own secret special ingredient to make their own dumplings, right? Yes.
So it's like your grandma's baking. Each grandma has their own baking recipe.
That's right.
That's how it is in the West. But in the East, it's more about the dumplings, the pot stickers. not so much the noodles, I think. I think grandmas don't really make noodles, but the soup for
the
noodles.
The
special recipe that they have in their soup. So every grandma, even they make beef noodles, it will be a different recipe.
I'm sure.
My mom sort of carried over my grandma's recipe for beef noodles. Okay. But the little trivia I want to share with you is, you know, you look at Ba Fang and you think, okay, this is a decent, affordable restaurant. This is for everybody, right?
Yeah.
Guess what? This group has grown so big. I checked them up recently and think sometime this year, they IPO'd. They were listed on Taiwan Stock Exchange. So they own Dante Coffee and Foods.
Dante Coffee is also under their...
Under
Ba Fang. The branch?
Yes.
Wow.
And then there's this new lunch store. What's it? The pork rice chain, Liang She Han Pork in Taiwan.
Oh, that one. That one was like booming.
Also red and yellow looking signage, right?
Ah, right.
If I remember correctly, they've got this big Chinese word, like sort
Liang
of calligraphy.
Han,
yeah. And then the lunchbox restaurant, Bai Fang Chi Shang Bian Dang, is also from them. And also, they opened noodle stores, Ba Fang noodle stores in Hong Kong too.
Also, that one, we don't have it in Taiwan, right? The noodle store?
No, that's only in Hong Kong. But Ba Fang has opened stores in the US and Hong Kong as well. Well, in Hong Kong since 2014. And starting this year, they are officially in the States, in California.
Wow, interesting. Do you think it would become a big hit?
I don't know. I reckon this could be the next boba.
Yeah. And people can accept it easily because the taste is nice. And one thing I want to mention about Ba Fang is I don't really take dumpling, but I'll do Ba Fang. You know why?
Why?
Because normal dumpling, they contains the leek inside.
Oh, the leek dumplings? Yes. The common ones are the leek dumplings and the cabbage dumplings.
Then the leek one, the residual odor will last like forever.
I don't know. I'm a leek guy. I think I can handle leek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about your wife? Can they stand the taste?
Well, I usually have it for lunch. So by the time I see her, I suppose the flavors are gone.
All right. So I don't allow KP to have dumpling at home
because any leeks.
Of the flavor.
Any food leeks. With leeks. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And garlic? What about garlic?
Garlic? Okay. Yeah.
Just no leek.
just no leek, because the, especially the leek in the dumpling, that smells really stays forever. But bafang, they have like cabbage or corn or kimchi or curry. So many different flavors. But yeah, and then the smell won't last long. So I like it. So I will do bafang.
Fantastic. That is great. Because I was going to tell you, actually, my go-to pot sticker
is
the leek and pork pot sticker.
Oh.
I don't eat, I think cabbage to me, I don't know why. Growing up in South Africa, you know, the only vegetable, the only Western vegetable you see are pumpkins and cabbage all day long.
You're tired of it.
So sick of it. And the Western cabbage, I don't know if it's the species, but they get so big, right?
Yeah.
And they're so humongous, and you have to stew cabbage for a long time. So I hate cabbage. I don't like the crunch. I don't want it. I just don't want it in my diet. I hate cabbage. So every time I go to a hot pot restaurant and they serve me cabbage, I usually ask them to change the vegetables for me, the greens. Just give me greens. I don't want cabbage. I don't think that's a green vegetable to me.
That's green.
No, that it's not.
But you know that this the taste is different from the one you tried in South Africa, right?
Yes,
in the
restaurants. I know,
totally
but still,
different.
I stay away from it.
All right.
So the first time I landed and I had bafang and I was like, give me leek pot stickers all day long. Give me your fancy curry and kimchi pot stickers all day long. Don't give me none of that pork and cabbage.
No more cabbage, please.
No more cabbage. So no, thank you. And then same with dumplings as well. I would only order leek dumplings.
Leek. Oh, wow.
Now, the next thing that was very, very interesting to me, and I think maybe for you won't see it in the same light as I did, it was very odd to me that a restaurant like Bafang would sell soy milk as their drink.
Is it odd?
To me, it was so odd. It's like, oh, the breakfast stores sell the breakfast stuff. Right? But this is a pot sticker dumpling store. Why are you also selling soy milk as your accompanying drink? Why?
Because it's a supper as well?
I don't know. To me, it's sort of weird. It's not a breakfast, right? Pot sticker is not a breakfast. And
it's
I associate
for sure.
Yeah, soy milk with breakfast.
But soy milk can also be one of the supper. Like we eat it with the steamed dumpling, right? It's a supper?
Yeah, but I mean, since when did we associate soy milk with dumplings? From Bafang, or is that a sort of a Taiwanese household thing? I don't think it's a household thing.
It's not a household thing.
Because dumplings are more like, you know, either it can be taken as a snack or it can be taken as a meal.
Right.
But where does the soy milk thing come from? It was so weird to me. But you know what? I eventually, you know, blend in. You know, I loved it. I'm starting to have my, you know, dumplings. And then every time now I think of dumplings or pot stickers, I'm thinking, hey, you know, where can I get a cup of soy milk?
Soy milk. Wow. You blend it in.
Yeah. So now it's sort of ingrained in my mind now. It's sort of habitual. They literally brainwashed me. Like, you got to have soy milk with your pot stickers and dumplings. It's so weird.
Wow.
It is so weird.
The move was really brilliant. To add the soy milk to their menu.
To me, it was so odd, so strange at first. Nobody could explain to me why, but eventually I took the habit up. I'm fine with it now.
See?
Now, every time I see pot stickers and I'm looking for soy milk, every time I had dumplings, I'm thinking about soy milk as well.
Or maybe it's just a preference of their founder.
Maybe it could be.
Yeah.
Because how would you know to pair food like that, pair your dumplings with soy milk? We've never done that growing up, but ever since I've fell in love with bafang, they've literally brainwashed me now. So now pot sticker and soy milk, that's how you pair the food.
Wow, but do you notice that lots of women would like to drink soy milk?
Lots of women? I think everybody likes to drink soy milk in Taiwan.
Oh yeah. Like
For breakfast. I mean, for breakfast is a thing. Yes, for sure.
For breakfast is a thing, or for dinner, even for lunch, because the doctor suggests that the women should drink more soy milk. I mean, those sugar-free one. It's good for women, I would say. So imagine that the Bafang Yunji, I think the brand has 20, 30 years already. the history of Ba Fang?
They've been around for a while.
Yeah. So you think that in the early time, nobody has recommended you to drink the soy milk. And then they have put the soy milk into their menu. So that's a very smart move, I would say.
Yeah, I see.
Mm.
Okay. So I quickly checked. Mm-hmm. Ba Fang is founded in 1998 in Tianmu.
Oh, in Tianmu. Oh, that's the first one?
In Tianmu, Taipei. That's their first store.
Okay,
this
wow.
is super interesting. Well, those were the days I didn't stay in Taiwan, so I wouldn't know Tianmu then. But, you know, 10 years before that, yeah, I lived in Tianmu. Yes. So, you know, when they started, obviously, I didn't pick up the habit, but only when I got back to Taiwan. So very interesting. And then they started just doing pot stickers and dumplings. And then...
The tab noodle back
yeah.
then?
Yeah. And then they eventually expanded their menu to noodles, right? And I think they also got now...
Wontons.
Wonton, dumplings, noodle soup, noodles with sauce. Just plain dumplings, pot stickers. Wonton with sauce, dumplings with soup. So soup dumplings.
Soup dumpling.
Soup dumplings, yes.
Mm.
And also, of course, we talked about the drinks and then their side dishes. Yeah, I saw century egg with tofu, definitely. I think that's a very common side dish.
Okay. Yes, that one is.
But at Ba Fang, to me, again, it was one of those odd things. Century egg with tofu in Ba Fang? Like, so is this like a dinner restaurant or is this a sort of a snack type of restaurant? You know, the more I trying out Ba Fang, the more I think it's like a, you know, Taiwan McDonald's.
Oh, because it got everything.
It's got just literally odd stuff that you think it's for a full meal. But to me, pot stickers and dumplings, they can be had for a snack. But at the restaurant, it feels like a full meal again. So you can have pot stickers at 2 or 3 or 4 for afternoon tea. And then, you know.
You can have. Yeah,
and
if
you can have
go
it
on
at
diet.
8 as your dinner.
Yeah.
As
and
your supper.
If you want to go on a diet, you could just have the tofu with a century egg and they have the stew radish. That one is really nice.
Yes, that's their signature too. I've never had it though.
Try
but
it.
That's their
you
signature.
Won't regret it.
Yes.
Try it.
The stewed radish. To me, it's like, why would I want to have it in a pot sticker restaurant?
Yeah, you're right.
It's interesting. It's interesting, but I don't, again, I cannot associate some of the side dishes with Ba Fang. You know, it's just so counterintuitive to me.
Oh.
But I think that is why Ba Fang is so popular.
Popular, because you can find literally everything in that store.
They figured out all the little things that you can have during the day. So you can visit Ba Fang at sort of 11 for brunch. You can visit Ba Fang 10:30 in the morning for breakfast. You know, or even earlier than that, 8 o'clock. And then in the afternoon, 2, 3 o'clock, you can go to Ba Fang. And then again, 7, 8 o'clock for dinner, you can go to Ba Fang. And then I don't think they open till late, but I'm sure if they were to open till late, you can even have Ba Fang for midnight snack.
I think so. I think they close around like 10-ish.
They're very early. They used to close very early, but I think post-pandemic, they've sort of changed their business hours. To fit Uber Eats and
Uber Eats, yes.
Yeah.
But the other one, the other green pot sticker and dumpling one,
the green one. You see,
the green one, yeah.
That's how Gavin and I we differentiate. So Ba Fang, right? It's the yellow one, red and yellow. So Ba Fang, right? So the red and yellow store. You know, we call it just the red and yellow store. And then Sihai Yolong, the green one, right? Because it's got, again,
one.
Four letters. It's not easy to pronounce. So we're like, the
green.
And there's no dragon, literally. Well,
there's no dragon?
Well, I mean, not so obvious on their signage. It's just green, okay?
Ah, right.
And it's very Chinese looking, right? With a Chinese silhouette in the back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, Gavin and I, we just say, the yellow red pot sticker store or the green one.
The green one.
Yeah, we just go with the colors.
They didn't have their own name.
You know, it's just not so easy to remember. Like, they're four letters. If it's two letters, then it's easy.
And then they all contain number inside.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I know why. But the green one, all right? The green one, they open late, like till 11 something.
Oh, okay.
That one, you can have the midnight snack there.
I think that's very smart.
Yeah.
That's very smart. Because again, in Taiwan, people do have very long days.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. People stay up all night, either entertaining themselves or working. So,
oh, working, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we do have a very big market for midnight snacking.
That's right. There's one thing I found that interesting about Bafang Yunji. So have you noticed that where can you find Bafang Yunji in Taiwan? Where?
You mean as in the location?
The locations. Where
they would pick locations.
Mm-hmm.
To me, because I, during lunch and the afternoons, I would visit some of my clients and, you know, I would be in and out of the business districts. And so what I noticed was generally at every major business street, they would have one.
They would have one, definitely.
And it's usually at the corner.
Right.
You know, the main streets in Taipei, like Songjiang Road, Changchun Road, Nanjing, they would have one. So all these major business district roads, they would have a Bafang or possibly, you know, the green pot sticker. Yeah. So I think that's how they would set their locations, but I'm not exactly sure how. That's my observation.
You're right. But that's in Taipei, right? How about in like Taidong or Hualien? You know, see, one time when I went tomb sweeping.
Oh, you went tomb sweeping back home? Yes.
Tomb sweeping, yes. And then that was out of nowhere in the mountain. And then when we were so hungry, there's one Bafang Yunji in the middle of nowhere, just right in the mountain. So in Taidong. So there are so many Bafang Yunji that they choose their locations in the secluded places. So that's in Taidong. So I think that it's a lifesaver for lots of people.
That is so interesting. Why?
Yes, if you have the chance, you can visit like Hualien, Taidong, or even, I don't know, Pingdong, maybe they open their stores in the mountains.
I can't say if that is a smart move, but then to me, it's more, what did I just say about Bafang, right? It's like your Taiwan McDonald's. Right? Your pot sticker McDonald's. And so if they do open in these odd secluded areas, I don't know. I mean, then they're going for 7-Eleven for a convenience store, I think.
Oh, right. You're right.
Maybe that's what they're going for.
That's the 7-Eleven.
Yes. Is it a big store, though, like Bafang? Because Bafang downtown is usually quite big.
Oh, not that big.
Not that big. Okay.
Not that big. Mm-hmm.
So that does make sense. I think today, you know, brands like Bafang, the whole brand awareness is very important. You can't have Bafang only in the major cities. Once you start branching out to, you know, the different counties and the townships, you got to change your store a little bit to fit the local scene.
Right.
You can't have this major, like in Taichung, you would have this major two-story store and 100 seats.
Right.
But when you go to Taidong, you want to fit in. You want to have that little cozy village style Bafang, right?
That's what it is.
And then Pingdong, you want that beach house type of
beach
feel.
Beach house type of Bafang Yunji. That you know, I will definitely pay a visit.
Like after you surf, right? After you surf, where do you grab your meal? Bafang, right? That's sort of the idea.
Amazing.
I think that's what they're going for. But again, again, I think they started off with targeting the office staff in the business districts. That's how I saw Bafang.
Ah, right.
Yes.
So convenient and to afford the price.
Yes.
You can get every nutrition in one meal.
So talking about affordability,
recently
I heard a joke from my friend.
All right.
So this doesn't sound cool. It doesn't sound nice in English, but I'm going to say it anyway. So one day my friend told me, you know, we were talking about, oh, you know, like the year is ending.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, bunch of guys, you know, we always get upset about the year end and, you know, having Chinese New Year coming and then, you know, kids spending your money and all sorts of stuff. So we moan about we've spent a lot this year and so on and so forth. So my friend says, you know, don't worry. Like you guys, I will treat you guys. We can have a meal. I usually go to this place that I know that makes me feel I have financial freedom. I don't even need to check the prices when I go to this restaurant. And they're like, it's okay, I'll invite you to Bafang and you guys can eat all you want. It's on me.
So generous.
Yeah.
Such a kind man.
And then my other friend added, he said, you know, that's the only place where you can enjoy true financial freedom.
That's sad. That's pretty sad.
So that stuck with me because, you know, remember again, I said my go-to lunch spot is Ba Fang.
Oh.
And then I'm like, oh, and my response to all my friends were, oh, now I know why. Yeah, I feel like I'm a rich man.
Because you always go to
Ba Fang. I always go to Ba Fang. Yes. If you want to achieve financial freedom, you can do that very easily. Just go to Ba Fang. You don't even need to check the prices. That's how affordable they are.
Bucket list checked.
Yeah.
So that will be my lunch later. Afternoon tea, I'll say.
Yes, you can go there and literally you just check. Like, you know, take their menu and just check everything. And it won't cost you an arm and a leg. You will have a table full of food. And it'll be like done. I think it'll be like 100, 150 100. At most.
Yes.
100 NT at most.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'll be stuffed.
Literally. Literally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Such a nice place.
Such a nice place.
It's a paradise for, like,
for guys who
want
to feel financial freedom. Yeah. That's where you can literally feel it.
Wow. And then if you want to take a girl there, okay, you order whatever you want. Come on. It's on me. Wow. But it's not a great move to take a girl.
Ba Fang date?
No,
I think
kidding.
We would need another podcast episode for that.
Okay.
Where to take your girl on a date in Taipei?
Yes. That's an interesting one.
That'll be an interesting one. I think that's that's the one we'll set for next time.
But definitely not Ba Fang, please. Sincere advice.
Yeah, go to the green store. Don't go to Ba Fang.
Okay.
She's had enough Ba Fang, right? Take her to the green one.
Yeah, it's rare. Green one is rare.
Yes.
Relatively rare.
Yes. That's what I mean. Like, even if I want to find a green pots, the green pot sticker store, it's not nearby anywhere. It's not in the CBDs. So I don't know where you can actually have them. But yeah, it'll be a very interesting date. You know, take your date. You know,
I don't
go
think
see,
so.
Take her to see the dragon.
Not in a million ways. No.
Go check out the dragon.
Please don't do that.
Hey, babe, I'm going to take you to see something special today.
Wow, what is that?
Yes, four dragons.
Four dragons?
You're going to see four dragons.
I've never seen four dragons in my life. What is that? Curious. I'm keen to know.
Yes, and you'll get your four slaps, literally.
Yeah, and you don't have a girlfriend anymore.
Yes. No, that's a breakup move, I think.
Oh, that's a breakup move.
I think that's a breakup move.
Oh, got
You're tired
it.
Of the relationship. Take her
to
the four
the
dragons.
Four dragons.
Yes.
Nice.
Show her how you literally feel about the relationship with your leak pot sticker.
With your leak pot stickers. No. I'm sure lots of girls will turn their back on you. They definitely don't accept that, the leak pot stickers.
What if your girlfriend or your other half loves leaks? I don't know. Is that a deal breaker? I think that deserves another episode.
Episodes, yes.
Yeah, that deserves another episode. What is a deal breaker? What is a real deal breaker in a relationship in terms of food?
I can think of many.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. That's all the time we have for you guys. So please do tell us down below or comment or email us. Why don't you tell us, what is your go-to lunch store? Is it Ba Fang? Is it the Four Dragons? Or is this Formosa Chang? Why don't you tell us down below? And we will catch you next week, same time, same place.
Bye.
Ciao.